We are joined by Peabody football coach Mark Betancourt. Mark, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Always a pleasure.
Mark, you've had a chance to kind of review the video, if you will, from Friday night. I thought what you said was very interesting right after the game on Friday about how the offense was patient, didn't try to gobble up and take too much, just took what they gave you. Any other thoughts now that you've seen the video?
Well, what we were concerned about is exactly what happened. We felt that we were going to do one of two things. They were going to pressure Shea and press our receivers, or they were going to send three and drop eight into coverage and not let us go vertical. Obviously, the latter was what would happen. They walked up a lot of linebackers that bluffed blitzes to try to confuse our blocking schemes, but basically, for the most part, they rushed three and dropped eight. And when that happens, you have to be comfortable taking what they give you and not being impatient and try to force what you want to do. Give what they're giving you and let the game take its course.
In the game, what was different about this game offensively for you guys than your previous three games?
There wasn't as much focus on the deep ball. Marblehead had it set that they were not going to give up big plays. And, in some of the other games, you saw us have some big plays, some 60, 70-yard plays that we weren't able to have against them. And that was fine with us. We were hoping that Shea would keep the course and be patient, and our receivers would continue to run good routes that would give us opportunities to get the 4 to 7-yard pass and let our receivers, if they advance after the catch, it's a bonus. But it was possession football early. Basically they were runs through throwing the ball 4 or 5 yards. So a 4 or 5 yard completion was the same as a 4 or 5 yard run. And just being patient and letting the game come to us and not getting impatient and trying to force things that weren't there.
I will just one more follow-up on Friday's game. Like you mentioned, the passing, you make a short pass and then you run 5 yards after making that pass catch. That was a staple, I think, in the game Friday. But also, you're running. In previous games, I think you've been able to open up big, big runs. You didn't have the big runs, but you had consistent success at running and got what you needed.
And again, that was part of the game plan if they continued to send three and drop eight. They were going to have plenty of guys coming up and just putting hats to the football. So you weren't going to see the 40 or 50-yard runs because they had so many guys back that once they read run, they come up and secure tackles. And Marblehead's probably one of the better tackling teams individually, at least in the NEC. So if your running back does break past that first line in the secondary, they come up and they secure tackles.
All right, Danny Barrett, our MSO New Sports Player of the Week receiver, almost nearly 150 yards of pass receiving, a couple of touchdowns. Tell me about his role in this game Friday.
He's probably our best possession receiver. Eli can break him. Jace Dooley can break him. Ridley can break him. Danny can break him as well. But as far as being patient enough just to secure the catch, you don't see Danny drop many balls. And Danny is a wizard for catching the ball on the sideline, getting 1 foot in, securing catches. He's a big-time move-the-stakes receiver where when it's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, he's kind of our go-to guy. He has the ability to get open. He has the ability to secure a catch and not try to do too much with it. He's not trying to turn a 3rd and 9 reception into a touchdown. He's a reception receiver in those situations. He knows when to do it, and he's very good at it. Without him, he had 12 catches. I know 2 of them were touchdowns, but the other 10, I would say 6 of them were for first downs. He's a big playmaker within the game. And a lot of times what he does for us goes unnoticed.
Yeah. Coach Lemonster, Friday night, obviously a non-league game with Lemonster, but a very good team coming in. What can you tell me about it? What kind of a game do you expect?
Well, it's kind of scary. It's almost kind of looking in the mirror. They have 3 or 4 real good skill receivers. They have 2 or 3 running backs that run hard. Their offensive line is fairly big. It matches up, going to be a little bit of a nightmare for our defensive line. We're going to get our quick guys moving and shooting gaps quickly. And their quarterback is very mobile. I think he's only a freshman, so hopefully rely on some of his inexperience to make some mistakes. If we can disguise some of our coverages, let him throw some balls where we want him to throw it. But it should be a great challenge for us, especially when you play Marblehead. You know, when you play Beverly, you know the kids, you know the team. This is going to be completely foreign to us. I'm not sure Peabody High has ever played Leominster in football. So it's going to be brand new where nobody knows anybody. And, you know, for that matter, they don't know us either. We don't know the competition that they've played, and they don't know the competition that we've played. So you can throw the record out. You can throw the schedule out. It's just going to be a good old-fashioned high school football game.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School. By the way,